some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast internet starting at just $19.99 per month when you bundle with mobile. Plus, you'll get a free mobile line for a whole year. It's a match made in savings. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.
Gather round, friends, for a daring tale of adventure on the high seas. Our heroes? A crew of fearless Tillamook dairy farmers. Seriously, long ago, our founding farmers built a ship when it was the only way to deliver their dairy to the world. Because when you love full-flavored cheese, creamy ice cream, and rich cream cheese like we do, you'll sail to some extraordinary lengths for it. Tillamook. Extraordinary dairy.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Just how many strings can one person have to their bow? Lucy Kennedy, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm delighted to have you. Now, I have to confess, now, this book is not aimed at me, and my kids are well raised.
Well.
Or long raised. I can't say they're well raised. Long raised. So
you
will have to introduce me to the Friendship Fairies and
worry.
How they came about.
Okay, so the Friendship Fairies, this is my fourth book. Can you believe, now you know me in real life, can you believe that I am like a respected author? I think it's so funny. But anyway.
Obviously, you got it right after book number one if they asked you back.
Yes, they did. I know. I am actually quite surprised. No, I love it. So it's The Friendship Fairies and it's a series. So the first one was The Friendship Fairies. It's about these three little girls like me and my sisters and all their adventures. And then the next book was The Friendship Fairies Go to School. Then The Friendship Fairies Go to Camp. And then this one is The Friendship Fairies Go to Sea. So it's basically about three little sisters and they're kind of cool fairies. They're not fairy fairies. They're kind of naughty fairies like me.
Okay.
And my sisters. And I suppose there's hidden messages within it for children, like being kind or starting school or worrying about making friends. And yes, this is book number four.
Did the Friendship Fairies then, did their audience grow older with them? Or do you keep going back to a new audience with every book?
They are a year older in each book, kind of like the Harry Potter kind of vibe. So maybe next year, one of the fairies might go to her first dance. And what I'm finding as well is the children are actually kind of collecting them and growing with them, which is nice. So the idea as well is the Friendship Fairies are named after people I know. So the eldest fairy is Emmy, who's my sister's daughter, my goddaughter. And then Holly and Jess are my daughters. So I wanted to try and get everybody in. And I even made my husband, Richie, a rooster. So everybody is in the book that knows me.
How did the first one come about? I mean, what possessed you to write?
Goodness.
Because you had enough on your plate,
Enough on my plate, yeah. I think at the time I was doing Ireland's Got Talent. Look, I always kind of said every New Year's Day, I need to lose weight, stop swearing, stop drinking too much wine and write a children's book. And I literally said this, I'd say for about 10 years. And then eventually then Gill Books approached me as I was presenting Ireland's Got Talent and said, look, do you think you're ready to write a book? And I said, yes, but do you mind coming back in a year's time? I needed to kind of reorganize things. And I think I just had our third. And sure enough, then they came back a year later and they said, do you have any ideas? And I said, well, I have this story about fairies, because you know what it's like having had little girls. I know your girls are a bit older, but little girls are very magical with their imaginations. And my girls are very into fairies and babies and make believe and magic. And they love all that. So I was kind of living that life at home. So they were the perfect inspiration and they helped me kind of write the book.
Yeah. One of the issues that we came across with fairies is that some parents kind of upped the ante with the quality of their fairies.
Oh, yeah.
And had fairies appearing, like sitting on mantelpieces and things like that. And tooth fairies that were very generous.
Yeah, a lot of tooth fairies are very generous. Yeah. Ours aren't.
No, mine certainly were not.
No, ours would be average, I would have thought. Maybe it depends on your house.
Anyway, that is not something that necessarily features in discussions in the current book.
Yes,
the Tooth Fairy. No.
So they basically go under the sea. So their mum is a spy. She works for this spy company. And the idea behind this book is there's this island off the coast of Connemara and it's where teddy bears and toy soldiers and superheroes and dolls go when they want to retire. So when the children don't or can't look after them anymore. And then there are baddies who try and steal the toys and sell them online. So the Friendship Fairies go to rescue the... Yeah. Well, you see, I have to be moderate. And Pat, like, I think I got, oh, I obviously repeated my leaving and did slightly better. But I don't even know if I passed Irish. And in my last book, I introduced Irish words, but I had to Google them. And I actually had to ask my 12-year-old son, what's dog in Irish again?
Yeah.
Well, so I'm trying to kind of make them slightly educational, or at least like a hidden message.
It's interesting. I got one of those texts, you know, the number you don't recognise.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it was obviously a scam.
Yeah.
But I looked up the area code and it was Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Now, I know nobody in Sri Lanka.
No,
but what
neither.
Gave the game away was that I was addressed in Irish.
Oh, no
so,
way.
So, obviously, people in Sri Lanka who are pulling this scam looked up Ireland. What do they speak in Ireland? Well, they obviously
they
thought
everyone
speaks Irish.
Yes.
So they wrote a message and then they Google translated it
sent it to me. So that's how you knew it was a scam.
Yeah, I got another demand over the weekend for Bitcoin. $1,650 saying they'd taken control of my computer and that they had control of my camera and they could see all the porn I was watching.
You're joking.
And what I was doing when I was watching. And they were going
to.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
It's really frightening, though, isn't it, when that kind of thing happens?
Yeah.
You have to block.
Total scam.
Block.
Block.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Block.
Anyway, back to more normal things.
Yes, back
to
life.
The four books that you have, are they constantly in print? Because you'd hate to think that a generation who would really enjoy the first book would be denied it.
Yes, they are. And it's quite interesting, actually, because the first book did kind of okay, average. Gil were happy. The second book did better. And it seems that the longer they go on, obviously, the better the sales are. Because children are, say, buying this book and then they think, oh, there's another three before this. And not that you need to buy the whole collection to get the story, because they are children's books aimed at sort of
each one stands alone.
Yes. But it's nice to go back to kind of find out more about the fairies because they're a year younger. So you kind of get the full picture. And then I've got another two of this series, so there's no rest for the wicked. These little fingers are going to be bleeding by Christmas. I need to do book 5 and 6.
So your publisher's demanding.
They're demanding. Everybody demands everything from
me. I must compliment you also and your illustrator. The illustrations are fabulous.
Thank you. He's Irish. He's an Irish guy. That was very important.
Philip Cullen by name.
Yeah. Yeah, so he lived in Japan and he's only home the last 2 years. So the book was always sent to Japan where he had designed the fairies. And in fairness to him, he's made them come alive exactly how I'd had them kind of in my mind. And he's such a nice guy. And would you believe I only met him for the first time in Easton's on Saturday?
Wow.
Yeah. And we've been working together for the last 4 years, but meeting him face to face was really nice. So
well,
it is beautifully.
Well, the current one in the series, the latest one is Go to Sea. It is subtitled The Friendship Fairies. The other ones, because they're reproduced on the fly cover of the book, Go to Camp, Go to School. And the first one is just The Friendship Fairies.
Friendship Fairies, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you about your other activities.
Which one? God, I have a lot of
you're doing,
of
how
jobs.
Many telly programs are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing two tele programs at the moment. So, will I tell you very briefly about them? Because if not, you'll have to cancel your 2 o'clock. So, the next one I'm doing is a documentary series called Lucy Investigates. And there are four subjects I wanted to kind of delve into, because usually I'm living with celebrities. And now I suppose I'm at the moment kind of hanging out with real people, because there is a difference. So the first one we're looking at, without going into too much detail, because I'm just mindful of younger listeners, Irish love lives and just the different type of love life you can have living in Ireland. And we have very interesting love lives in Ireland, as I found out. I'm still quite shocked, age 46. Then the next one is female travellers, Irish female travellers, because I always found any time I did a living with Lucy, and if I was in a camp or a halting site, that the women, the female travellers, are always way more shy and reserved and they don't really kind of talk much. So I wanted to bring them out and just discuss. They're way more powerful, I think, than people realise. Then social media, I had to join TikTok. I still haven't. I mean, I doubt you're on TikTok, are you? Are you on anything?
No.
Wow. Okay, you're worse than me. So I had to join TikTok and learn about social media. And then the last one was cosmetic surgery. There's like 16-year-olds getting Botox, and there's people, you know, administrating, if that's the right word, Botox who aren't even properly qualified. So the good, the bad, and the ugly of cosmetic surgery in Ireland.
Last week on this station, I think Andrea Gilligan was talking about Botox and how, you know, men are getting Botox.
Yeah, everybody's getting Botox. You can get it anywhere now. You can get it in your armpits, in your nipples, in your bottom. You can get Botox anywhere.
Why would you want to? I mean,
why not?
Whatever about your face?
Yeah, I mean,
the other bits and pieces.
And with everybody I interviewed, I could see all the surgeons looking at me, thinking to themselves, Jesus, she needs some. But I haven't had anything done. I'm very happy to age disgracefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
And when you're on telly, of course, you age gradually in the perception of your audience.
Yeah.
They see you year in, year out. So there's no shock. Because yesterday I was talking, I was at the launch of Peter Cavaston's new restaurant
Glasthool. What's it like?
Fantastic.
Fab. Okay, got it.
Looks like it's been there forever.
Oh.
Looks like it's really lovely. We were talking about school reunions. And if you haven't seen people for 20 years.
Yes.
The shock.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, well, I'm okay because people see me year after year. When I was doing a lot of telly.
Yes, it's gradual.
So it's gradual. They don't get the fright
when
I walk into the room. But the people you don't see, suddenly it is a shock.
But do you not think as well that everybody is aging worse than you? Not as in you, but as in one. I was like, God, actually, I thought I was pretty shocking these days, but I'm not too bad when you meet your other friends.
It's all relative. Yeah. And you're Living with Lucy will appear again.
Now, is it time?
No, it's not time.
Why are you playing hard to get? No. I really think that you'd enjoy the experience.
My home is my castle.
Yeah, I understand. I'd be the same. Truthfully, I wouldn't let me in.
So and my dog would savage you anyway. So
I love dogs. I love your wife. I love everything. I live quite close. This is
no
perfect.
No chance.
Okay.
Anyway, Lucy, thank you very much
for making
the time to come into us this morning.
Thank you for
having me. The Friendship Series, the latest one, go to see. Lucy Kennedy, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends, Breezeline Internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast gig internet and a free month when you order online. You'll also enjoy a free mobile line for an entire year. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.